Imagine arriving in San Antonio quite young, being raised till teenaged, just like any other Texan. Then you do what everybody else does at that age.
Like having to get a driver's license or wanting to think about going to college out of state, that the information comes out that they are not really citizens. They can't get a Social Security number.
Dr. Maricela Oliva is a UTSA faculty member.
Very often they had no idea that they were undocumented because they came over at such a young age.
I moved to the U.S. when I was 9 with my parents.
23-year-old Seven Flores moved here from Monterrey, but didn't know he wasn't an American citizen till he was a teenager.
I remember that I was thinking about college, university, getting ready for that, doing my best in terms of grades.
The disappointment of finding out his lack of citizenship was staggering, but he was still able to get into college and to do well.
DACA came in and that was just so much motivation. It made me work so hard. I recently graduated from Texas A&M International with a degree in psychology and biology, and I'm looking forward to being a teacher.
That education has made Seven want to pay it forward to the next generation.
Over the past years, when I was in university, I fell in love with tutoring, teaching, because I work as a tutor and a supplementary instructor.
While he seems to have found his calling, his degree won't ensure citizenship or even his right to stay in the country without Congress creating a path to citizenship for dreamers like him.
We as a society made a promise to these young people that if they came out of the shadows and did all the right things, that they would have this protected status. And today, the federal government has gone back on that promise.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.